To me, a very important part of social equality has always been racial justice. It's always bothered me that some people are looked at in a negative way just because their skin is a different color. Obviously, we've come a long way since the days of slavery, lynchings, and segregation. However, a completely racist country versus a not racist country is not all black and white. To some people, it seems like a country is either experiencing apartheid-level racism, or racism's not a problem at all. But this is not the case. There is a gray area, especially in this country. Now, the book Just Mercy by Bryan Stevenson, which a lot of you have probably read, brings to light just how biased the justice system can be, even today, against people of color, especially in the South, and against those of them who are poor. The book mainly follows the story of Walter McMillan, an African-American man who is wrongly convicted of murder and put on death row. The crazy thing, though, was just how much the evidence in the original trial pointed to him being not guilty. Many people from his community testified that he had been miles away at the time the murder took place. The stories that the prosecution witnesses told did not line up. And yet an all-white jury found him guilty and he was sentenced to death. After 6 years on death row, he was finally released due to the tireless work by Stevenson and a couple of other lawyers to earn a retrial that was much more fair. However, this time on death row took a permanent toll on his mental health, and he would later suffer from severe dementia. All that when he didn't even do anything. Just Mercy also highlights the fact that black and Hispanic, as well as poor white teenagers, are being sentenced to life imprisonment without parole for crimes that would not deserve such a punishment even in adult cases. One of these teenagers had accidentally burned her boyfriend's house down. Another was convicted of rape with minimal evidence once again, and also got life. Racism is different than it used to be. When things like segregation and lynching happened, that was called overt racism, or racism that is obvious and openly discriminatory. That kind of racism was easier to fix with laws. However, the kind we deal with today is called covert racism, and that's the more subtle racism we see. Examples would be seeing a man of color walking down the street and feeling frightened, or judges and juries being tougher on African Americans as well as Hispanics. These are also discriminatory, but they don't break any laws, so they're harder to fix. The obvious question, then, is how do we fix such a problem? How do we change the subtle biases that society has against an entire group of people just because of the color of their skin? Well, there's things we can all do. For starters, learn more about these situations, either by reading or on TV. I've already recommended one book that I can testify is fantastic. Also, go out and vote for candidates who you believe will try and make things more fair. As worship associate last November, I discussed how even one vote can still make a difference. Volunteer to help run a voter registration stand, which gives more people, especially minorities, more of a chance for their voices to be heard. Because a lot of the reason that a higher percentage of poor minorities do not vote is because they don't really have access to a way to register. This would help solve that problem. And finally, this may be the most difficult of all, don't be afraid to call people out for saying racist things. Because no matter how minor it may seem, it feeds the negative stereotypes that the person saying it, as well as the people hearing it, have in their minds. I've heard racial slurs at school, not even directed at an African American or any other racial minority, just one white guy saying it to another, which is just so ignorant, and I regret not calling them out on it. I should have, and I will try to if presented with the same situation in the future. This and more is what we can all do to raise awareness of and stop covert racism in its tracks. This is a civilized nation, and it's time we all started acting like it. Now, please remain seated as we sing the first verse of hymn number 121, We'll Build a Land.